Track 10, final news items. Driver unharmed after car is destroyed in fire. A car was destroyed in a fire on Sheldon Road near Newton Abbot on Saturday evening. Firefighters from Newton Abbot Fire Station were called to the incident at around 7 p.m. on June the 20th, following reports of a vehicle fire. Upon arrival, crews found the vehicle well alight, with large quantities of smoke and flames coming from both the driver and passenger compartments. Using battery-operated hydraulic spreaders, crews forced entry into the vehicle before bringing the fire under control with a hose reel jet. Fortunately, the driver escaped unharmed, though the car was completely destroyed. A spokesperson for Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service said the vehicle was 100% destroyed by fire and confirmed the cause to have been accidental.
Police appeal after reports of disturbance to nesting birds. Police are appealing for information after reports of people disturbing ground nesting birds in Chudley. The incidents are said to have taken place between June the 14th and 19th in an area known for protected wildlife habitats. Witnesses reported seeing individuals walking through the nesting sites, waving sticks and deliberately flushing out birds. Officers are keen to identify those involved and are also asking anyone present at the time who believe their actions were legitimate to come forward. Anyone with information that could assist the investigation should contact the police on 101. Police have also reminded the public that wild birds are protected under the Wildlife and Countryside Act. Anyone witnessing suspicious behaviour in nature reserves, lakes or wildlife areas should call 999 if the incident is ongoing, or 101 if it's not an emergency.
Historic vehicles at Castle for the 51st year. Motoring nostalgia is making a return to Powderham. Cavalcades of historic vehicles from two wheels to 10 will be on show at this year's historic vehicle gathering, which will be held at Powderham Castle near Star Cross on July the 11th and 12th. Staged by the Crash Box and Classic Car Club, this event will transform the castle's scenic parkland into a motoring extravaganza of 1,500 vehicles featuring everything from steam engines to classic motorcycles, cars and commercial vehicles. Among the attractions will be 76 vehicle clubs, including local groups, Teambridge Classics, Torbay Old Wheels Club and Torbay Area MG Owners Club. In the modern classics section, Terry Pollard from Exminster will be displaying his rare 1993 Ford Escort XR31 Cabriolet to highlight more affordable performance offerings built in the 1980s and 1990s. Crashbox Club Chairman Mike Overfield Collins said, "This year will be our 51st historic vehicle gathering, and we continue to be amazed by the diverse array of vehicle entries we attract. Whether the interest is in steam power or petrol power, period classics or modern classics, the eclectic display of vehicles will appeal to all showgoers." The event will be raising funds for the headline charities Dementia Friendly Honiton, Torbay Prostate Support Association and British Heart Foundation Exeter Branch. To date, the event has raised nearly £300,000 over the years for charities.
Nursery celebrates strong Ofsted report. A Dawlish nursery is marking a major milestone following a positive Ofsted inspection. Puffins at Westcliff has been running the nursery for just over a year following the sudden closure of its predecessor, Little Swans. Now the nursery has achieved the seal of approval following the Ofsted visit, which recognised it as strong in all areas. The result marks a significant achievement for the team, who took over the Westcliff Nursery in March 2025. They have since worked recently to establish it as an early years setting for local families. Ofsted inspectors praised the nursery's calm, nurturing learning space and highlighted how staff provide learning experiences that engage, motivate and promote positive attitudes towards learning. Inspectors recognised the strong sense of community within the setting, noting all children show a real sense of belonging at this highly inclusive setting, while also praising the team's focus on well-being and development, stating that leaders prioritise children's well-being and welfare. The quality of teaching and care was commended, with a report commenting, "Staff equip children with the skills and knowledge they need to excel in their next stage in learning." Manager Abigail Salter has played a key role in rebuilding the nursery and supporting both children and staff through a period of change. She said, "This inspection outcome means so much to our whole team. We have worked incredibly hard to create a positive, nurturing environment where children can really thrive. I'm so proud of what we've achieved together in such a short time." Gemma Rolston, Joint CEO, added, "When we took on Westcliff, our priority was to make life better for children and easier for families. This report reflects the dedication of the team and the strength of the relationships they've built." Puffins at Westcliff is one of six nurseries operated by Puffins of Exeter.
Time to nail your colours to the mast, me hearties. Avast there and prepare to buckle your swash and shiver your timbers in Tynmouth next weekend for the Town Council's Pirate Takeover Day. Saturday the 4th of July will see an array of nautical and high seas themed events taking place across the town. The fun starts at 2:50 p.m. when everyone is invited to join a costume parade from the lighthouse to the triangle, led by the Wrecked Again shanty crew, who will then begin the afternoon's entertainment. Next up is Captain Barnacle's pirate pantomime, followed by more music from Out of Tuners, before a special pirate show by the Tynmouth Players. Rousing seafaring tunes from Piratitude and Queen Anne's Revenge complete the programme. And from 8 p.m, swashbuckling revellers can navigate the Captain's Ale Trail, taking in several town centre pubs where the entertainment will continue.
Folk who love making a song and dance about it all. Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street. And in this case, it was the streets of Tynmouth, which came alive with a kaleidoscopic mix of music and dance last weekend, as the town's annual folk festival got underway. The festival, now celebrating its 26th year, saw folk dancers, musicians and singers all doing what they do best, as the town welcomed an array of talented folk. The festival kicked off on Friday evening with a gig by Catherine Roberts and Sean Lakeman in St James's Church, and Saturday morning saw a parade of Morris sides from across the county and beyond. Music, song and dance sessions were in abundance around the town, including numerous free events as well as workshops and live performances.